We want you to be aware of the shift. There is a time-space shift that is happening, as well as the energy the channel spoke of earlier. And again, there is nothing for you to do. There is simply to be solid in your body, as grounded as you can be, and to know that all things are moving toward the light. It is things that grow reach for the sun on the planet. But it is true energetically as well, too. When you are wanting to heal, when you are wanting to grow and expand and even find some of your own powers that you may not have been in touch with before, that means your energy is reaching for the light, much as the plants do in your garden. It is as above, so below. It is always the same. So once again, loving kindness is the answer to everything, particularly with yourselves. So there will be, you will feel the old tendencies come up. You will feel the old tendency to be perfectionistic or critical. But when you are in that place, what we want you to remember is you are not reaching for the light in that place. Without truly being able to explain this completely, in the place of self-judgment, in the place of self-criticism, what you are reaching for is the darkness. And such total irony in the programming you have experienced that when you are being what you all call hard on yourselves, you have actually been told that that is an indicator that you are being worthy and on top of it, and that is what you've been told is reaching for the light, and it is not. It is reaching for the shadow, because it is in the shadow where fear lives. And what happens to you in a place of self-judgment, in a place of criticism, that is all fear-based. And fear does not live in the light. It lives in the dark. And there are those, some of you know those, who, shall we say, are a bit indulgent. Not that we have not always experienced that. But when you speak with someone who can only speak about how bad it is, or how bad they are, or how a bad life is, or how that is all they can speak about, what you must know is that is the indulgence of the darkness. That is not reaching for the light. So there's an interesting distinction we would like you to make, and that we know you all know about this, but we want to remind you of it because we want to keep it in mind in this near these 3 months ahead of us. And that is, there is a sharing of what is distressing for you, which actually releases. And as you release the tension of that, you are indeed reaching for the light. But there is another kind of experience, and it is when you are locked into your not enoughness or that you did not get it right, and you are dumping that, or someone is dumping that on you. That is not reaching for the light. That is reaching for the darkness. And while healthy release, and we want to put this one word with it because it's so very important. We believe it is one word. It has your hyphen. Self-love. When you are sharing something, even something hard, but you are holding a place of self-love inside of you, then what you are sharing is a release. You are getting rid of your feelings or you're upset or whatever it is, but you are holding self-love inside of you while that is going on. When that is going on, you are still reaching for the light. But when you are identifying with the pain, when you are holding on to how wrong things are, that is sending you to the darkness. And that is true of anyone who you are talking with as well. You may have had a conversation with someone, and they were talking, as we do, about what is bothersome for them. And at the end of the talk, you are fine. You heard them, you supported them, everything is fine. Someone else could talk to you about the same kind of things, but at the end of the conversation, you are exhausted. We want you to pay close attention to this, because one of those actions the person is releasing in order to reach for the light. In the other conversation, the person is lost in the complaint, in the pain, in whatever that is, and they are inadvertently reaching for the darkness. Here are distinctions that we need to start making. We mentioned both of these because we do not want you not to talk about things and release them. Talking and releasing is very much making room inside of yourself for more light. You are moving that out so that the light can come into you. But when you find it is moving the other way, you are inviting darkness in, and you do not want to do that. And you do not want to spend a great deal of time with people who have a permanent invitation to the dark to drop in to the unfortunate space they are making in themselves. So this is something that we want to watch. We do not want to be repressed. We do not want to be so tight in ourselves that we cannot move something out to make a place for the light. But that is why we are moving it out, so that we can make a place for the light. Now you will find that this is going on in your world as well as in yourself. And if you will allow yourself to become wise about this, so as you are listening to something or watching something, you allow yourself to discern. In this situation, is someone clearing so the light can enter, or are they attaching so that they are inviting the darkness in? This time that is clearing, it will take a while, but it is clearing, where there is so much focus on conspiracy theories and things that keep people in a state of fear. And some of these people are good, but they do not realize what they are doing. And if we could transmit something which probably may be difficult, but we do not need to prove to them that they are wrong about what they are worried about. We simply want them to see that they are not releasing enough for the light to get into their lives, because that is really at the crux of where the damage is done. Without realizing it, thinking that you are being responsible, you are actually inviting the dark into your energy, into your body. We do not want to do that. So as you look at your world and check your own reaction to, when you watch something and you are hearing whatever it is, but at the end you feel there is more light, that is a that is a productive communication. But, and large or small, it really does not matter. It is intention. Intention. And as we take responsibility for our own intention, we also become very good readers of others' intentions as well. It is very, very easy to frighten someone into a position where they feel that they are doing the right thing by inviting in the darkness. But what we want to say to you is, you never are. It is never the right thing. So we are going to take a bit of time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Open the crown and feel the energy of the universe pouring into your body. Let the golden light open your crown. Flow into your third eye. Into your throat. Feel the flow of that golden light into your heart. And let the light nurture your heart and the garden in it. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. Into the second center. And into the root. And feel that column of light connect you to the universe. Feel it moving through your body and connecting you to the earth as well. Feel that gold. Now feel that energy expand and displace anything in your energy body or your physical body that is not that light. Let the light push all of it away. Bring your attention into your heart center. Look at the beauty of your heart. See all the fine things that are growing there. Find the place where water flows. And refresh your spirit by drinking it. Now go into your heart and see that a path moves upward. And as you walk on the path, see that it is without effort, that the path itself draws you up. And come to a place on the path where you can feel change happening and you can see it ahead of you. And you do not need to know how the change resolves inside you or outside of you. But in this place, you feel loving kindness for yourself, and you fill with it, and you let it touch the world around you, so that your changelessness is in the light. And you move forward. And you come to a place of release from pain. And as you walk into this place, a waterfall of light flows into your body and on the outside of your body. And let your intention be to let this waterfall take any pain you may have and wash it out of your life. Feel how strong that intention is. Now feel the path drawing you up again to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, look at the altar and see the gift that has been left for you. when you've known your gift. Turn and come back down the path. And with every step you take, let that path send energy up into your body, into your energy. And this is the energy that is like you, that sustains you and strengthens you and brings you joy. Now come to your heart center again. And breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.